Hello and welcome back to the Cumbernauld Academy podcast. I'm Rachel Alexander and today I'll be joined by Antonio Hernandez.
Hello.
And Max Walker.
Hiya.
Today we're interviewing Carol Graham from the Rotary. She's with the Purple Polio for Polio campaign. Yesterday we did some activities in school and raised roughly £186. So now we're just here to ask her a couple of questions about her campaign. So, how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
So, the Rotary have been raising funds for polio for quite some time now. Why is eradicating this disease such an important aim?
Well, the Rotary Club have been involved in the fight to eradicate polio since 1985. Polio is a horrendous disease. The cases of it have decreased since 1988 from 350,000 to 33 last year, which is absolutely brilliant. There have been no cases of polio in the UK since 1982. There is still no cure for polio, and the only thing that can be done is to vaccinate against it. Well, there is still one person with polio alive in the world, all children are at risk. Everyone is at risk from it. So all new babies are vaccinated in our country and throughout every country apart from the two that are still affected by it. If it's not wiped out altogether, there could be potentially 200,000 new cases in every country over the world within 10 years.
That's awful.
Yeah, it is.
Obviously, statistics like that, I never realised the numbers, and especially the quite, that was really a large drop from what it was, which is really impressive.
It's 99.9%.
That is
of a drop.
That's very good compared
Isn't
to obviously
it?
What it used to be.
Yeah.
And obviously it's been out of the UK for a very long time.
Yeah.
But it is affecting obviously a lot of third world countries now.
Yes, it's in two third world countries. It's in Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Yeah, obviously.
Currently.
Very high populations in those countries.
They do, Antonio, but one of the reasons that it's so difficult to get rid of it altogether in these countries is because they're at war. These countries have wars ongoing, so that makes it much, much more difficult, and because they're at war, the populations continually move about, and it's really difficult to get in and get the newborn children vaccinated as well as everyone else that needs vaccinated, because not everyone is currently vaccinated in those countries.
What kind of symptoms could a sufferer of polio expect? How would you know if someone had the disease?
Well, it's quite a difficult one. The symptoms, in 95% of cases, most people wouldn't really know that they had polio. They wouldn't actually know they had polio because it's just a bit like the flu. You know, you would have a bit of a runny nose, a bit of a sore throat, you might have a bit of an upset tummy or something, and then that would go away quite quickly. So 95% of people would have polio and wouldn't know they had it. However, the other 5% of people are different. They are much, much more affected by it. The person would have to go to a doctor and they would recognise the symptoms, which would be like your back and your neck would become really stiff. You'd have difficulty in breathing and swallowing. So to confirm the diagnosis, the doctor would have to take either a sample from the back of your throat or else take some of the colourless fluid that surrounds your brain and spinal cord, that's called your cerebrospinal fluid, to check out for the poliovirus. Polio is spread by either contaminated water or the same as flu, just by it being in the air, someone sneezing or spluttering or not washing their hands after they've used toilets and things, and that's how it's spread.
We really enjoyed the school, the fundraising activities that we did yesterday, and we just had a question, where does the money actually go? How is it spent to better help people suffering from polio?
Yeah, the money is given to the countries. At the moment it's Afghanistan and Pakistan for vaccinating children. It also goes, there are still 12 countries that are vulnerable to polio restarting again, and they're all in Africa. It's all African based countries, and they still need a lot of money for the follow-on vaccines and for information to keep themselves polio free. Some of it also goes into research into the disease and ways of trying to eliminate it. There's no cure at all for polio, so people on the ground would be working with families, people that are Rotary clubs all over the world, and there'll be Rotary clubs in Pakistan and Afghanistan. So people on the ground will be going in there and working with them and providing local funding to help the sufferers and their families. To support the sufferers. The only way that they can help at the moment is bed rest, usually in hospital, painkillers, breathing support, and physios going in and working with the usually children, mostly it's children under five that catch polio. Help them to do regular breathing exercises and stretches to try, because it affects all of your muscles. To try and keep their muscles mobile and keep them being able to walk and use their arms. So it would really be down to the Rotary countries, the Rotary clubs in Afghanistan and Pakistan to provide local help. To work with, as I say, the families would need a lot of support, and it is quite costly over there for physios and people like that to go in and work with them. Mm-hmm. So that's where the help would go in.
Tackling disease like this on such a global scale is a huge undertaking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How does the Rotary work with other groups to coordinate vaccines and support for those who are affected by polio?
Well, Rotary was the founding partner of Global Polio Eradication Initiative, and that was back in 1985. The World Health Organization came on board, UNICEF, and the US CDC, which is the Centre for Disease Control, they joined Rotary as partners in this new public-private initiative. Bill and Melinda Gates came on board, and they are now a core partner, as they were at the time, and a major supporter financially. The Gates Foundation fund matches for every £1 we raise, they give us £2. So every £1 that you have raised yesterday turns into £3, which is excellent. Most of the world's national governments, corporate partners, non-governmental organisations, individual donors, and are all key players in helping overcome this disease. The Rotary Club have provided so far $1.61 billion towards eradicating polio across the world.
Why choose the colour purple?
The colour purple was chosen because in the small villages and things where the nurses and doctors go in to vaccinate the children, obviously there's a language difficulty getting everyone's names and things down. So after they vaccinate a child, they dip their pinky finger into purple dye. It's usually gentian violet, but it can be any purple dye, so that the child's finger remains stained for a week or two, and they know that that child has been vaccinated in that round of inoculations. So that was why purple was chosen, just because, and people's pinkies are painted, pinky nails are painted purple at this time of year, just to show that we're all aware of polio and what it has meant in the past in the world, and our fight to eradicate it globally. Polio has been around for the reckon about 6,000 years, because there's evidence in Egyptian times that they've found statues and things where the people in it have had like a withered arm or a withered leg where the muscles have, and that's polio. So polio has always been on the go, and it is really the most major thing that's ever happened to any disease, any major disease, that it's almost wiped out. This has not happened since maybe smallpox or something. So we're really going for it now. So we really want everyone to be aware of it and just help. And every little bit of money, 20 pence is all it costs for one vaccine for a child. So any little money that anyone can give to their local Rotary Club, because all of the money that we collect for it, we don't take any money at all, we're all volunteers. All of the money goes to the areas that are needing the money. And it really is just about keeping the story going and really being aware of of this happening in the world, and the fear that we all have that if we don't keep going, then it could you know, possibly come back in to our societies again, and we're going to really fight against that.
Where's the Rotary Club located in Cumbernauld?
The Rotary Club is, we meet up at the Dulliter Golf Club on a Wednesday night. And one of the ladies is our international colleague, and she keeps us all up to date with what's happening with polio across the world.
So how would you donate if you wanted to?
You could phone us up and donate. There's Ursula Johnson has done a wonderful collection yesterday, and I think you've raised
roughly £186.
£186. That was fabulous. And yesterday, some of the girls came with me up yesterday to one of the ladies' tea dances, and they went round painting nails and talking to the ladies about polio, and we raised £48 up there yesterday as well. So all of that money, plus there was other Rotary people up in the shopping centre yesterday, painting nails and talking to people, and I'm not sure how much they've collected yet, but all of that together will be put together and sent off to the polio fund.
Well, obviously polio is an awful, awful disease, but it's great to see how much work and dedication people like you are putting into it. You managed to eradicate polio in Nigeria, so who's to say that Afghanistan and Pakistan isn't next?
Yep, fingers crossed.
Well, thanks for coming in now, Carol.
Thank you very much.
And thank you guys for listening.